This is Pat Bradley in the North Country. Vermont Emergency Management is preparing the state for any possible damage from Hurricane Sandy. And spokesman Mark Bosma says they're advising residents to be prepared.
It's still uncertain what the effects will be, and some of the scenarios include a lot of rain and some very heavy winds. So we are preparing, and the public should prepare for anything to happen, just as they would for any emergency, and that includes getting some extra food and water at the store. Make sure you have batteries and flashlights and a radio that runs on batteries, maybe some over-the-counter medications, just in case you do lose power for a couple of days, or if you get cut off for some reason, you're able to stick it out in your house.
Mark Bosma says it's human nature to compare this storm to Irene.
We're not really expecting this to be anything like Irene. It's not a fast-moving tropical storm. It's more like a slow-moving nor'easter. I should add that we really shouldn't underestimate the wind in this storm, because there's more certainty that we're going to have some high winds than heavy rain. And to that end, it's a good opportunity this weekend to pick up the lawn for the winter, maybe get lawn furniture and toys, anything that can fly around inside so that it doesn't do any damage and clear any storm drains and culverts that could back up if we do get rain.
The lessons of Irene are affecting how Vermont is preparing for this oncoming storm. The Vermont Agency of Agriculture is being proactive in storm preparation, advising farmers to harvest crops and prepare for power outages. Toxicologist Annie McMillan works on emergency management for the agency and says they are very concerned about the potential for wind and flood damage from the storm.
That typically means power outages, and that would mean an inability to milk their cows. So there would be loss of revenue from milk and also adverse, you know, health impacts to the dairy herd themselves from not being milked. And we're also concerned about rain and having the corn that's in the fields get flooded and not be able to be fed out to the cows. What we are doing currently is setting up our internal agency emergency operations center. So that's something that we did not have last year prior to Irene. So we're prepared to do preliminary damage assessments once it's safe to go out and see what sort of damage has occurred.
American Red Cross of Vermont and New Hampshire Upper Valley Executive Director Larry Crist says they learned from Irene to have equipment more widely distributed, and they are implementing a local shelter initiative.
We are taking this storm very seriously. It's the kind of storm that it may not impact us significantly, but it may impact us seriously, and we really have to be prepared. And the first line of preparation is for individuals and families to be able to take care of themselves. And in Vermont, in the Upper Valley of New Hampshire right now, we are actively pre-staging our shelter equipment and our supplies. We have several hundred Red Cross volunteers who are all on standby.
In northern New York, Essex County Board of Supervisors Chair Randy Douglas says it will be at least another 3.5 years before they can recover from Irene, and they're doing their best to prepare for additional damage from Sandy.
We still have numerous debris piles that can do considerable amount of damage if high waters come and wash them into public infrastructure or personal homes. We are going to be prepared for high winds also. We are putting a lot of plans in place. We're topping off all our generators. We're making sure that everything starts and everything runs, and we're leaving no stones unturned as it comes to preparing for this, and we hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Randy Douglas notes that it's ironic that Governor Cuomo had scheduled an inaugural conference on emergency preparedness for the state of New York for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.